in the CW slot.
Going to
Cisco?
Yes,
Cisco, W2 Hotel, Red Oak, number 24, New Jersey.
Plus, we got the New Jersey Buffoon down there coming up, 3 KCs away. Why is it because he can, you know? So you don't have to say more about that. He doesn't deserve any attention anyways. We'll see if you can talk to him. Go ahead, Gerhardt.
I just hung up to Herb's on 38, 83.9. I just went up there and told him why didn't he move up about 4KC. He's causing malicious interference to an existing queue cell. So see what happens. You're probably, it's like trying to get water out of a stone, probably.
Yeah, for some guy, he's got a deal at home.
Well, I still hear that carrier in there. Down frequency.
I cannot talk to him at all whatsoever.
Complaining that I'm close to frequency.
Yeah, I know. Way in the background, there's any noise.
In the first place, if I move up, I'll be on that carrier frequency. So I've been on this frequency since early. And you and the gang.
Yeah, well, no, he's not going to move, Gerhardt. You know, you're just wasting your breath. I haven't talked to him in 2 years. He just loves to cause problems. He just loves to irritate people. And that's his bag. He said, I already sent him an email of Larry. And if he keeps it up, I'll send more. And eventually they just grant his license because he's getting close to that anyway. He just won't stop. He doesn't care. He thinks he owns the frequency. And he can key up on people. He can key up 2 or 3 KCs away. And he's only doing it so that you hear him. That's the only reason why he's doing it. There's nobody else on the frequency he can move, but he won't do it. He's just malicious. He's just a malicious old fool in plain English. Anyway, we're going to get out of here too, so I'm going
to... Oh, that carrier is pretty close on the high side. Much closer than Bob and the gang. So we're still getting a heterodyne from Bob and the gang. They came in close this morning. I think they came in that close.
Okay. A bad man. So we'll say 7-3, we'll catch you later, K1KDW.
Oh yeah, it was something. I just wanted to let you know in case you didn't already. Herb was doing the same thing earlier this morning. I was listening sometime between 8 and 9 o'clock. Timmy and Brentina were on 80, and Herb slid down. He started on 85 and he got all the way down to about 85.5, splattering all over the place. His same old tricks over and over again. Some things never change, but it's got to catch up with him sooner or later. I sure hope so. He knows exactly what he's doing and he keeps doing it. W1FRM, see you later.
Oh yeah, no, I know. He knows.